The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
You will have heard, of course, of the outbreak of bird flu confirmed in at least two commercial turkey flocks and creating concerns both about the poultry industry in Ireland and what's likely to happen with turkey production as we head into Christmas. Nigel Sweetman is with us. He's chair of the Irish Farmers Association National Poultry Committee. Nigel, very distressing time for your for those that you represent.
Excuse me, boring time for all poultry farmers, and I suppose turkey farmers are at the epicenter of it. But for all poultry farmers, it's beyond shockingly worrying.
So far, the level of confirmed cases, can you bring us up to speed on how many there have been and how many birds have been culled thus far?
It started in Fota with 11 the geese. Then it moved to the turkey farm in Carlow with 500 turkeys. And the latest outbreak is there's no numbers confirmed for that yet, because I think there's sheds within the farm that need to decide what had and what hadn't. So it's an evolving situation there.
And for your members, for those who are in the poultry production industry, what's now the biological steps that are being taken across the board?
Oh, there's zero tolerance for the big danger here with bird flu. It's a disease of wild birds. And the biggest problem we have is that a wild bird defecates outside our houses, and the danger of that being vectored into poultry houses, be it on footwear, be it on vermin, flies. It's just there's no room for the error here. Poultry farmers have three zones in their houses. On the entry, myself, I put on porches, external porches, where I take off all the external clothing and footwear. I have transition footwear, that's slippers. You walk across the transition area, zone two, and you move to zone three, where you're going up to go into the chicken houses. But even with that, it can get in, but just we're on a wing and a prayer.
And of course, the challenge, I assume, is that given how long it can remain alive, the virus in the feces itself, it can be there for weeks, can't it?
The current research suggests around 13 days is the livability in current weather and temperature conditions, but that could be considerably shorter, and that's why the virus disappears in the summer when temperatures improve. The livability comes down, and also dry the sunshine will kill the virus in the feces. So we're down to a day, and plus the main vectors of the wild birds that bring us from the Arctic and from Siberia that come to milder climates for the winter, they all head back for the summer and take away their virus with them.
And what's the implications for a poultry producer if their flock is found to have avian flu?
Oh, it's wipeout. Mainly the birds are culled, but if they're not culled, they'll all die. And we've seen that in Fota. There has been huge losses since the initial outbreak there.
That must be economically devastating for the poultry farmer.
Oh, beyond. Like the current situation is co-funded by Europe, and there's compensation for the birds alive at the time the outbreak is reported to the Department of Agriculture. So the first loss are all birds that have died before you notify the department. And then after that, there's a loss of income. And the values on the birds have been agreed historically, so that probably needs to be revalued, because no different to everyone else in Ireland, the inflation that has crept into our industry has been phenomenal.
And what's your prediction then, as you look at the situation and the spread so far, what do you think we're likely to see and what's the impact likely to be as we head in towards Christmas?
Well, the first thing I want to dispel, there's a lot of talk out there about price inflation and what's the price of turkey going to cost for Christmas. Traditionally, the price of turkeys, when I was a young man at home, my mother reared 700 turkeys, and prior to Christmas, we killed and plucked them and took them, the phrase was New York dressed at the time, we took them to the local livestock marts, and the auction there decided the price of turkeys. It's very different nowadays, because when you put turkeys into your house in July or August, you're into a contract with a processor or a supermarket that you've fixed the price for that. So there'll be no price gouging. That's the first thing I'd like to say. And if there is, it won't be farmers. It'll be down to supermarkets if there is price gouging on turkeys. The other thing is that it all depends where this disease goes and how well we were able to control it. Things like the housing order have stood us very well in the past. And our history here is we really have an exemplary history compared to our neighbours. If you look at what happened in France and the UK over the last number of years, we've come out of it very well. So hopefully that maybe these two cases will just heighten everybody's awareness. I suppose the other issue here that we're worried about is backyard flocks. People with 4 or 5 birds at home. We're very, very concerned about these people because, these people, they're their pets and they also need to abide by their housing order. And it's double fold. It's the fact that they're putting their pets at risk, but also if the disease gets into them, it's creating reservoirs of disease around the country. So we don't want to see that. And my advice to them is under no circumstances, feed them outdoors. Don't do anything to attract wild birds into your garden if you have hens in your garden, and where possible, keep them indoors. And at a minimum, if you don't have indoor capacity for them and you have a smaller run in the garden, cover with a tarpaulin or a piece of carpet or anything so that wild birds can't fly overhead and drop a bomb in their cage.
Nigel, thank you very much. Nigel Sweetman, Chair of the Irish Farmers Association National Poultry Committee.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.